I saw an interesting story. I don't know how to interpret it exactly. An interesting story. Reb Chaim Oizer, the absolutely unbelievable, the giant between the wars. I mean, he wasn't, I don't know, we always talk about Chofetz Chaim, of course Chofetz Chaim. But Reb Chaim Oizer, for the contemporaries, was probably the greatest poetic. And yeah, so Reb Chaim Oizer took once, it's a fascinating story. Was Rav Gustman, who was a junior dayan in the Vilna Beis Din. Reb Chaim Oizer was the unofficial, I should say, but the most senior dayan in the Vilna Beis Din. They never accepted an official Rav Beis Din in Vilna since the Vilna gone because of his covered. But Reb Chaim Oizer was the unofficial de facto Rav Beis Din. And Zev Gustman was, besides being in Magichin Ramayels, he was also a junior dayan in the Beis Din. And one day, Reb Chaim Oizer, this is in the 1930s, takes him out for a walk, and he takes him to the forest. It must have been nearby, there must have been some forest, and he shows him around, and he shows him some mushrooms, and some leaves and stuff and he shows him, and he says, you know, just, this one you can eat, this one you can't eat. He says, why show me what you can eat and what you can't eat? You know, I've got a kitchen, I've got a... He says, no, it's always good to know what you can eat in forest and what you can't eat. He saved his life. He was, later on when the war started, he had to run, and he had to hide in the forest. He hid in the forest. And under unbelievable circumstances, strongly recommend, if you've got once a bit of time, to read the biography. There's an art school biography. I didn't read all of it, just a few pages. It's unbelievable. Besides of Gustman's art school biography, it's unbelievable. So he was in the forest, and he survived because he read the book. He survived. He was there for a good few months, or perhaps even years. He was in the forest, and he ate what was growing in the forest. It grows in the forest, and that's how he survived. His wife and children were killed and murdered in the war, but he survived on his unbelievable circumstance. When he after the war, he was now at Seoul, where he was Shiva, and he made a point of always watering the plants himself because he said in the Schuza, he was a plant that's only the Schuza of the plants that he survived. He wanted to show because he made a point of watering the plants every single day himself. Every single day himself. Show to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I was wondering what's the Makoyah to, why watering the plants, where does that come from? That you've got Hakadosh Baruch Hu to the plants. Understand? I'm saying, where does that come from? And I suddenly realized that it's a Mephusha. We find explicit in the Makkos that it's such a concept. Yeah. Where do we find by the Moshe Rabbeinu, that's right, because Moshe Rabbeinu. That's right, exactly. By the Makkos, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. By the Makkos Dom, famously, Rashi says he didn't implement. He didn't actually bring about the Makkos Dom because he was saved by the water, so he didn't want to bring about the Makkos Dom. So it's such a concept of a Kozo Tov even to an object. And if he wants to. He wants to water the plants every single day. Unbelievable. But it's also fascinating. I don't know exactly how to interpret that. Bechem Ozen knew exactly which plants. I don't know if Bechem Ozen knew exactly which plants are toxic and which ones are edible. I'm not sure if Bechem Ozen knew. But he made a point. And I also don't know if Bechem Ozen knew that it was going to be helpful for Rav Gustman. How he knew it was going to be helpful. I don't know. But it's a fascinating. So if anybody wants a bit of chizik, it's definitely worth... Whoever I read his whole life and his history, it's quite unbelievable. Gustman. We are up to Simon Tov Kuf Mem. I want to cover tonight, Bezer Hashem. I want to complete the Simon as well as go deeply into Tov Kuf Mem Aleph. We're going to be discussing today a broken fridge in Chol HaMoed. What do you do about a broken fridge in Chol HaMoed? And I also want to talk about ironing on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to iron on Chol HaMoed. I want to get to that as well, in Mitzvah. Hope we get the Tov Kuf Mem Aleph in the Seif Gimel. Okay, so let's get to see. Let's start with page 24. Seif Hey, top line. So Mutaliv Nois Maaseh Hedyet Eivu Shetoichal BeBehemo. So you're allowed to build the Maaseh Hedyet. So the rule of we discussed yesterday was a in terms of building, if you need to build something which is on a temporary basis, you're allowed to build on Chol HaMoed something which is not going to last very long. The examples given yesterday were What did we discuss yesterday? Maka, for instance, yeah. Defense to neighbors, things like that, which if you're not going to do it in a proper way, you're not to. But Maaseh Hedyot is permitted to Chanamoy. Similarly, also over here, if you Avos, Shetoichal by Behemoth, that's the trough that the animal is going to eat from. It's the container the animal is going to eat from. You're not to build that on a temporary basis. If you're going to do it properly, it would be more problematic. Siv Zayin, Tanu Vekirayim, which is an oven. You want to build an oven on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do that. If you're going to use the Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to. If you're not going to use the Chol HaMoed to stump build an oven, you're not allowed to. If you're going to use the Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to. Similarly, Asiyas Kadeirois, Ve'elfus in Shori B'chai Gavon, if you're going to build and create a pot and any similar equipment and tools, you're allowed to build them as well. It would appear if you're allowed to build a masa, if you're allowed to build an oven, are we referring to a masa hedyot or a masa uman? What does it sound like to you? If you want to build an oven, is it a temporary or permanent oven? Yeah, it sounds like to you. What makes you think so?
In line with the other things
we learned. Right. That would have been our assumption. It is untrue, though. When we learn about a kirayim, an oven, you're allowed to do even a permanent oven, good quality, supreme quality oven, you want to build, you're allowed to. And, of course, the question here is, therefore, what's the difference? Why is that when it comes to the oven, you may build a long-lasting, permanent oven, as opposed to any other items which we're talking about, boynes only on a... He's a master headed only. What's the difference?
With an oven, you can't do a half-baked job.
Oh, good one. The oven can't be a half-baked job. Good. Yeah, good. Very good. So the Meister Rabbeisai, the answer is very simple. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudches tells us, in Yudches, third line from the wide lines, Hoisin afilu Meister Umen. Yes, the oven may be a master Umen. Why is that? Remember. Because what you're going to do with the oven, you're going to do, it's Oichel Nefesh related. You're going to bake and cook in it for Yom Tov. Now, we talked already in Hilchas Yom Tov, Kal V'Choyma in Hilchas Chol HaMoed. If it comes to Oichel Nefesh, then you're allowed to do even a Maase Uman. So here it is, Rabbosai. Yes, it is true. Boine is also, and you're only allowed to do Chol HaMoed, if it's you're only allowed to do a boine, which is maisa hedyot, but the exception to that rule is if it's a tzorich ochel nefesh, if it's for eating, for physical consumption, then you're allowed to do even a maisa uman. That's the rule. And this leads us to the following very relevant shaila. A fridge breaking down on Chol HaMoed. A fridge breaking down. There's... sometimes all you need is to plug it in, I learned. It happens. You just need to plug it in. That happens. But if it's more than that, and you need to bring somebody in, would you be allowed to do that? Yes, on Chol HaMoed. Again, Rabbi Sai, the fridge breaks, you need to call somebody in.
Yeah.
Why? But it's Maaseh Uman.
Yeah, but you need the food you need for...
Very good. Here it is, Rabbi Sai. Halacha LeMaaseh, we should never know about a fridge breaking down because it's very expensive to fix. But if it does break and you need to call somebody in, a technician, they cost a lot of money. But you want to bring in a professional too, so you're going to have to differentiate between the washing machine and the fridge. Based on this, halach we learned now. If your fridge, cholile, breaks down on Chol HaMoed, you may bring your expert down. Yes, it is a maaseh uman, you need to be an expert to fix that. But it is permitted, despite the fact that it's a maaseh uman, it's permitted because it's a tzorich ochel nefesh. The fridge keeps your food fresh and edible. Without the fridge, it's going to go off, and you will not be able to keep the food for Yom Tov. It's therefore certainly permitted. So you're allowed to fix it.
We had
Halacha Moichah Peres. Yeah. Because this was regarding the issue of Prakmatia, business. This of Yis Boin is different. Prakmatia can never be Letzoich. Oh, what are you saying? One says, what are you saying? So you're saying that? You're saying that just like over there was only Betzinah, saying that should also be done Betzinah over here.
Yeah, there's no banners over here. Yeah, there are. Well, you don't say build a permanent
We don't see the ramification that it has to be Betzina. I would argue that the reason is because it's evident that it's a Tzorech HaMoed. An oven, it's going to be the Tzorech HaMoed. You need an oven for Yom Tov because you need to bake and cook. So, I hear the cash. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I would say, good question. Any answers? Shop may only be closed. It's not recognizable, yeah. Okay, so that's the answer. It was, yeah, very good. Good, very good. Okay. Okay, so Rabbi Yisrael, you're allowed to build, you're allowed to get a technician in to fix the fridge on Chol HaMoed. The washing machine over there breaks down, it's going to be more problematic. It's going to be also, because it's a Ma'aseh Uman, not a Tzorech HaMoed. We continue, see if... Okay, Sif Ches tells us the following. The mill. You're allowed to make the holes in the mill. You need to for the grinding of the wheat of the grain. So you're allowed to make the holes. It's called. It explains the perish. You've got a mill. And you need to free it of the residue, the stuff that gets blocked. So it's all blocked. You need to empty out the holes so you can the mill can run properly again. So those you want to empty out and clean the holes for, in the mill. You're allowed to open them up. It's called neck of shoisim b'emtzarichaim to free those holes to free them from the dirt. You're allowed to open that on Chol HaMoed Ma'amidim Moisam. Why? Why is the mill? Why are you allowed to fix the mill? Why? Here again, because why do you need the mill for? Absolutely, it's Tzorech HaNefesh, permitted. Also, if you basically everything which is mill related, so the Amas HaMayim, the where the water is going to flow through, that's also part of the mill, and it's permitted to fix. If you're having a mill which is operated and powered by donkey, and the donkey requires its nails to be cut for the donkey can walk around and round and round to operate the mill. If the donkey needs to be seen to, you have to do as well because again it's operating its power. It's the power of the mill. Everything which is mill related, since it's a Tzorech HaNefesh, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Mutar lechadir sakin b'moed, you're allowed to sharpen a knife on Chol HaMoed. V'sakin shenishba b'moed, mutar la'aseh zecheres, you're allowed to fix and replace a knife on Chol HaMoed. Why? Here again, a knife is a Tzorech HaNefesh, and therefore you're allowed to. So what we've got to remember is whatever is directly Tzorech HaNefesh, you're not even a melachah gemor. We are ready for Simon Tov Kuf Mem Aleph Tinarigi b'Chol HaMoed. Top of the page. Mutalas is Metzudis Dogim Marovo. Now Metzudis Dogim is a net for fishing. Okay, you have to make a net. How do you make a net out of arovos? All right. Shumai said that's a nice. It's very simple to do. It's a simple thing to do to create a net out of arovos. It's a ma'aseh hadid. Apparently, I don't know how to do it. I can picture, you know, you take those reeds and you tie it. You know, I can picture it. And that's going to be a good fishing net. You don't have to do that on Chol HaMoed. It's a ma'aseh hadid. Havlo yirogu mechutim. But not if you're using strings. Shumai se'uman, because that's already a bit more sophisticated. This is a sophisticated net you don't have to create on Chol HaMoed. Oh, very good question. So the Mishnah Berurah asked that question. And he said in Sif Kotten, base this will not qualify as Ochel Nefesh. As we discussed earlier, 5 minutes ago, the tanur, the oven, the sakin, and the knife. And there we learned that if it's Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do even a Ma'aseh Uman. Why over here are we saying that the strings may not be tied for the net?
Because it's
Oh, that's what the Mishnah answers, absolutely. Because that's something which is right the step prior to eating. The oven leads to the baked good which you're going to eat. The knife also, you're cutting it in order to eat it. You're going to cut, it's the stage before eating. The net is part of the process before that. It's not preparing of food. It's the stage beforehand. It's catching the animal which you're going to process. Unless you're eating sushi. Not even then.
Even then, you need
a It's a stage closer, perhaps, arguably, but still. It's a very, very long dishmishtabura. I like it very much. Long dishmishtabura. Mashenkin, Bershosa, so the nets are you okay with that, Swarab Gideon? Yeah, that the catching of the fish is one step before the knife. So you're allowed to create it, so you're allowed to only do a maaseh. Hedyed. Making a net can only be out of a simple net. Not sophisticated. If it's string, sophisticated also. Save the remote continues. The strings which are going to place into the wax candles, those you can prepare as well. To Maaseh Hedyed, because that's a Maaseh Hedyed. I must tell you, I'm finding it a bit hard to define exactly Maaseh Hedyed and Maaseh Omen. What's qualified? You know, for me, in terms of a net, you know, it's of string is more sophisticated than out of Arovas.
Arovas is like handmade. You can just do it.
Because
you with whatever you've got in your
hand. And strings
you
more. You've got to know how to do it. The knots.
It's more intricate.
It's more permanent. That's what it is, perhaps. It's more permanent. It's more chachmah. Right. Okay. Point. Yeah. Good. Mesorgin. This is safe base. Gukigain. Ariga. Eloship. Sigi. Shevach. Ma'ben. Chut. Lechut. Amitois. Now, this is Mesorgin. It's like weaving. But by Sriga, the definition of Sriga is Yeshevach Ma ben Chut Lechut, is a larger distance. Is it called crochet or something like that? Right. So the difference between weaving and Mesargin, between Sriga and Ariga, is how much distance the strings have got. So Mesargin is the one which has got more strings. You know, I think it's the ones that the ladies do with the long what's that?
Crochet.
Crochet, is that it? Yeah, crochet is there. It's a bit of space between the thicker strings normally, and there's more space in between. They're not so tight. Yeah. So that's permitted. Mesorgin, it's like a rig, when it comes to srig, there's a certain distance between the strings. It's called?
Crochet.
Hamitois. You're allowed to do that. So that's a kind of tying up the bed. The mitois. So when you're making the bed, it's part of the making of the bed. When you're doing that, you're tightening. There was no, beds didn't have that underlying thing that we've got nowadays. So in order to tighten it, so there was initial tightening which was done. That's also, that's what he says. To tighten up initially, which is going to be the foundation of the bed, that you're not allowed to. That's a more chokhmah involved. The crochet element later, which is like what we would, you know, which is the underneath, that's a more simple kind of weaving. It's more simple, more basic, and that you'd be allowed to do because it's more distance between the threads. It's a more simple kind of work, and that's therefore permitted. Siv Gimel tells us the following: Mutale Maich Big De Tishon Biodainach Akibus. To rub. Mutale Maich, you're allowed to rub Big De Pishton clothing, Biodaim, with your hands, Ach Akibus after they were washed. Kedelaben Velechon, if you've got flax, and you need to, so after washing, you need to rub it, and afterwards, with your hands, after washing it. After washing, they're a bit rough. And in order to make it more soft, that you can process it further, you need to rub it. And that will make it soft and also clean. This rubbing process with your hand, which lemach, to rub this big day pishton, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do mutter lemach, big day pishton, be your dime, achak, it was after you washed. To come out of the washing, to come out of the water a bit rough, and to soften it is permitted. But that's really interesting. That's going to lead us to the discussion of ironing. So watch out for the ironing, Shaila. Now these are the sleeves. You're not allowed to do the sleeves But that means the sleeves. Because that's a ma'ase umen. Now the sleeves were detached. And you would attach the sleeves to the garment. And that, says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to attach it. You don't have to make it permanent. And here is the word. You don't have to attach permanently the sleeves of your shirt, of your garment. You don't have to attach permanently the sleeves to the garment. What you're allowed to do is to rub. This is fine. And finally, the last point, what you also have to do, you're allowed to iron out, to make even, hapgodim the clothing, imaschuches with the glass, kedak in the regular way, hoil and sin to the tzorechamoid, sin to the tzorechamoid. Aha. Watch out for these words. I was about to say to iron out, and that's really what it is, to make straight the clothing, imaschuches with the glass, kedak in the regular way, with the tzorechamoid, sin to the tzorechamoid. So, what does that what does that teach us in terms of ironing? Pardon? Mutter. Why? Yeah. Poskim bring from here the discussion of ironing on Chol HaMoed. A lot of people refrain. Moshe Feinstein says that ironing on Chol HaMoed is permitted. If you need a shirt on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do that. If you need a shirt on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it's no different than this scenario over here. I want to tell you, I'm not quite sure what it means to use a glass. The glass pressing, I don't exactly know what it is. But in terms of shirt, it's probably something quite similar. What about giving it to the dry cleaner for pressing? Shirts, showing. What about you need to give in your suit? You need to give in your trousers? You need to give him something to the dry cleaner. What would you say about that? For Yom Tov. Let's leave out the cleaning aspect, which is a question in its own. Let's just say the ironing part, yeah. On Chol HaMoed. Would you allow to? You need this trousers for Chol HaMoed. And you know what? They've gone thing, you need to iron them. Why is it a problem? You've got to do it before Yom Tov. You didn't. What would you say? Why is it not a problem? So whatever you're not allowed to do, you're not really allowed to ask a goy to do. We're going to learn later. Second, so you're saying that it shouldn't be different than... you're saying that... Okay. The Bible says we're going to see in Tov Kuf Mem Gimel, page 28 and on, we're going to see that Luxif Aleph. Kol Nevosh also last. So it's whatever you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to ask a goy to do either. Would you ask a goy to iron for you on second Yom Tov? You wouldn't be allowed to ask a goy to iron for you on Chol HaMoed. On second Yom Tov. The light is different than ironing. You're saying that's a problem. You cannot give your trousers in to dry cleaners. I agree. So what's the difference between the trousers to dry cleaners and the shirt, which we're saying is fine? Why not to iron your shirt, but you're not to give in you that, as Robert Feingold said, that's you're doing yourself, and they're asking a goy. Should be the same. So... that's it. So the answer is in our sif over here. That the reason why ironing is permitted is because it's qualified as something which is mas hedyet. It's a mas hedyet. It's a very simple thing to do. Now, don't ask me to do it, but I'm saying it's really something easy to do. To iron a shirt is not a big deal. But in terms of dry cleaning, it needs a certain expertise. I don't think it's like, you don't need to be Einstein to do it, but there's a certain expertise. And furthermore, it's something which is slightly more permanent. Now, shirt ironing is something which is going to last for, how long does an iron shirt last? It lasts not for very long. The idea of giving something to dry cleaners is, By definition, it's going to be a little bit more long-lasting. And that is the difference. And that is different, and that's the difference why this is permitted, and this is also. So to summarize, we learned this evening, Baruch Hashem, we covered loads of ground today, tonight. We spoke about the following halachas, Aboisai. We spoke about to build a oven is mutter. As well as if you know how to make a pot and pan, you'll have to as well. Why is that? Even on a permanent base, even if Tamas a woman, why you'll have to? Because it's Oichel Nefesh, that's what I mean. It's really important you start to remember. And this is on contrast to all the other goyness which we discussed previously. You won't be allowed to do. You're not allowed to, you know, build a chair or a couch or whatever. But this you'd be allowed to do. We also spoke about anything with the mill we even spoke about. And even the donkey which is going to power the mill, you're allowed to do melochas because it's for the flour which you're going to, you know, you're going to end up baking from that. So that's why it's permitted. We spoke about a fridge, therefore, as well, which is permitted to even have a meiser Uman. We then went on and spoke about the nets, the two types of nets. There's a Arova's net, which is mutter, as opposed to the string net, which is also difference being Masa Uman, Masa Hedjet. We spoke about the Mishneh Berurah, telling us why it's not considered Eichel Nefesh. And we spoke about the Pishton, which is the Memaich, to rub, which is fine as well. And then we spoke about attaching the sleeves to the shirt. You're not allowed to, because that's permanent. However, when it comes to putting the glass on the shirts to make them even, it's interesting that even in those days there was such a thing of having an iron shirt. Looks like, you know, they want an iron shirt in the time, you know, 500 years ago. They want an iron shirt. They use the glass for it. So that's permitted because that's a Tzorech HaMoed. Okay, and we're going to continue with Shem tomorrow evening from Seif Dalet Be'ez Hashem. Good evening, everybody.